BBC's Rebecca Morell reporting. The federal government has been operating under a last-minute six-month budget for the past hour now, as CBS's Erica Brown tells us.
The yeas are 54, the nays are 46. The bill is passed.
The Senate passed a six-month spending bill, averting a partial government shutdown just hours before the midnight deadline. Senate Democrats were faced with a difficult decision to either vote to advance the Republican spending bill that pushes President Trump's agenda or risk a shutdown.
President Trump talked about going after his enemies during a Friday speech at the Justice Department.
It was unusual because presidents traditionally keep a firewall between themselves and the Department of Justice. In fact, this was the first such visit by a president in a decade. It was predictable because it had all the makings of a campaign speech, complete with President Trump's much-repeated litany of grievances.
Our predecessors turned this Department of Justice into the Department of Injustice.
And while the president accused the previous administration of blocking free speech, he also accused any media which have spoken negatively about him as being illegal. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
CBS's Holly Williams reports from Kyiv that Ukraine and the U.S. are still waiting on Russian President Putin to make up his mind over ceasefire talks.
Last night, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Putin of using delaying tactics, saying, quote, Putin is afraid to tell President Trump directly that he wants to continue this war and keep killing Ukrainians.
Cuba has suffered another massive power outage affecting Havana and the provinces, leaving millions in the dark tonight. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some people just know they can save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first at 888-ALLSTATE or allstate.com. Like, you know to check you have gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So if you want to save money, check Allstate first at 888-ALLSTATE or allstate.com.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The city of Chicago will dye the Chicago River green as part of its annual tradition ahead of Monday, St. Patrick's Day. But do you ever wonder, is that good for the fish?
Decades ago, the Chicago River was so polluted, you'd be hard-pressed to find anything living in it. Now, though, it's teeming with life with some 60 species of fish. About 100 fish are tagged for research, and Dr. Austin Happel of the Shedd Aquarium says five of them were located downtown for last year's river dyeing.
They don't display any change that would make us think that they're being aggravated by the green dye.
Those five tagged fish included common carp, black crappie, walleye, and largemouth bass. Bernie Tafoya for CBS News, Chicago.
Now in its 266th year of brewing, Ireland's Guinness is chugging its way to become the fastest growing imported beer in the U.S. By the way, 3.5 million pints of that stout are produced daily for use around the world. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will move across southern Wisconsin tonight, some with strong winds and could become severe. Low tonight around 47. Mostly cloudy, windy on Saturday. Winds could gust 50 to 60 miles per hour. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 57 at our studios.
Down. Oh, but I know. Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
You don't.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Yeah.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Catch up on Man.
WRJN.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Comes and Sail on, silver girl. Sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Snow, wind, dangerous dust storms, wildfires, and tornadoes are ripping across much of the country from Texas to Canada. Tornadoes have touched down in Missouri, and tornado warnings were issued last hour for far western and southwest areas of suburban Chicago. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has more.
The National Weather Service has issued blizzard warnings for parts of far western Minnesota and far eastern South Dakota. Snow accumulations of 3 to 6 inches expected, with up to a foot possible, and wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. In the Texas Panhandle, three people were killed Friday in car crashes caused by a